18, I control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomville Amateur Radio Club regular monthly meeting will be held on Tuesday, March 18th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center at 106 Cowher Street. Everybody is welcome to attend. If you would like to do a regularly scheduled net, please contact one of us in the club. We can set you up for that. Should you be waiting for the net to start and nobody picks it up after a couple of minutes, feel free to pick it up yourself. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
KC2WI Mobile.
KC2WI Mobile, what's going on?
Well, it's pretty nice out, cold but clear, and the roads are sometimes good and sometimes not here. The main highway's pretty good, but Fairchild Road here is pretty much, you know, snow, but of course it's cold, so that's good. It'd be better, this is better than if it was 30 or 40 degrees, then it would just be sloppy. And I don't know, I'm headed to Lake Pleasant, and hopefully I'll get out tomorrow morning and go snowmobiling while it's cold and snow is still powder, and before the weekend crowd gets in and packs everything down. If I was smart, I would have just took off on Wednesday and not worried about anything else that had to be done until I got back, but I never quite learned my lesson. Always try to get things caught up and so I can do it when the snow happens, but boy, it seems like every time this year we've had the big snowstorms, it's like I can't get out because I got something I really got to do. Much as I try to get ahead of it, just doesn't work. So I guess I got to revise the strategy somehow, and I swore this wasn't going to happen this year, but just about every storm, every good dump of snow, I didn't get out to ride in it. And now they're talking, I don't know about what's going to happen up in the higher elevation, but it may be a little iffy down in the valley, I guess, Saturday with some rain. KC2WI.
Yeah, I know how that goes, you know, but, well, I think you'll have some fun out there tomorrow, and, yeah, we are supposed to warm up, but, there's so much snow out there, I think you'll be able to ride for a while, even with the warm temperatures, so, well, you have fun, Pete, and, thanks for checking in, and drive safe tonight. We'll catch up with you later. Are there any other portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
Yes.
WXN
Mobile, good evening.
W2ZXN, Andy, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff. Good evening, everybody else on the net there. I heard Pete, and kind of late going to work tonight. I just realized what time it was. I hopped in the car, and I'm on my way. I won't hold this up too long. Probably not in the best spot for reception, so I'll say we got a lot of snow, and it's 13 degrees. That's warm, I'll take it. Say 7-3 all, and everybody have a good evening. W2ZXN, back to you, Jeff.
Okay, Andy, well, drive safe. Don't rush it. Otherwise, you know, they might hear from you from the call center over the phone instead of when you get in there. But, all right, you take it easy and have a good one. Apparently, there's some kind of fire here up at the school. I heard the fire alarm or the whistle go off, and then the wife called, said the kids called her when she was on her way up there to pick her up, said that there's some kind of fire going on at the school. I don't know how serious it is, but at the high school there. But, well, that's a wait and see. All right, are there any other portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2VLA.
5AOW. All right, there's three more. We'll start with Jack, K2ZZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
The piles of snow there. But then we ended up with about, in the range of 13 to 14 inches, I guess. But the way it blew and, you know, stacked on top of the further, we got enough. It'll last us for a while. Maybe even till 2 July, you know. And they can fill a snowmobile, I don't know. Anyways, quiet day. We didn't have to go out today. We had a doctor's appointment yesterday. That was enough. So today we just kind of relaxed. So nothing special going on. We are up to 13 degrees. That was the high. That's probably the high for the day, in fact. Tomorrow is supposed to be in the 40s. And then it's back down, I guess, into below freezing again. So summer cities all around, and you probably can gather that in on the Omni again. K2ZZ.
Roger that. Yeah, we hear you there on the Omni there. But you're coming in good. No real problems there. All right. Well, thanks for checking in, and I hope you're wrong about your July forecast, but... Otherwise, have a good evening there, Jack. All right, K2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's up? K2VLA, do you copy? Well, he might have had a landline or something. We'll start with N2AOW there then. Bill, good evening, what's up?
Hi, Jeff, N5AOW. Had a good day today. Get everyone plowed out, cleaned out in the morning, and then I chose to get around the house with the snowblower and get things cleared up again. And a few other little odds and ends, and worked out pretty good. Sun was shining, it wasn't a bad day. A little bit of a breeze at times, but nothing we couldn't handle. But I'll tell you what, I'm hurting a bit tonight. I think all that walking around, I think all that walking around took its toll on the legs a little bit, but they'll get over it. Like I said to my wife, just a matter of resting overnight and I'll be fine in the morning. So that's pretty much it. I think we had a fairly decent day temperature wise, and never really looked at it to see exactly what it was. But I think right now it's probably, I would say, 8 or 9 degrees somewhere in that area. So even that's not too bad. I don't know if we're going to get below zero or not. That's about it from here. I'll say 73s to everyone on board tonight. Turn it back to you, Jeff. KD2AIT from N5AOW.
Okay, Bill, I'm glad you got it, had it all done here this morning with no problems there with the plowing, and thanks for checking in, and I'm hoping your plowing will be done here soon. We'll have to wait and see. Okay, let's see if Clint's back. K2VLA, you back yet?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. Do you copy?
Roger, we copy you.
Good. Well, I guess I had my thumb on the wrong hole. I didn't realize that it wasn't transmitting. We were talking about the storm. That was a good-sized storm. But I got tired of the newscaster belly hook on it so much. Giving you the 18 inches of snow. I've got a 3-foot fence around my garden in the backyard, and the fence covered last night. It just caught up to the 3-foot mark. That's snow on the level. Did you say there was a fire call?
Yeah, apparently there's some sort of fire call up at the high school.
I didn't hear the alarm, but I've been in a good program on TV. That's about all. We'll say 73. Good talking with you.
All right, Clint. Well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley ServiceNet? Okay, for myself, it's a bunch of work today, and nothing else really to report. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet, return the frequency of regular energy use. Sorry for the delay there. Got a bunch of things going on here at work tonight. I'd like to thank Pete, Andy, Jack, Bill, and Clint for checking in tonight, and say 73 to those listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Everybody tomorrow night. KB2KOJ is correct.